The scripture this morning comes from Romans, the 5th chapter, the 5th verse. It's only one verse, but it's a powerful verse, as Pastor Lee will tell us later on. Our hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We have started our new sermon series. The title of that is Taking Jesus With Us, whether we go vacation, do things at home during summer, taking Jesus with us, and also the gift of the Holy Spirit with us, and using that can change and transform our vacation, our summer, and even our walk with Christ. That's what we believe. However, I want you to know that is a spiritual battle. We could easily lose our temper and control, get upset in that way. As a result of that, hurt a loved one. And can things go really bad? It's a spiritual issue. Let's pray. Lord God, we often fight before, during vacation in the car, or during summer, because we have so many things planned and do things. In the middle of it, we get hurt, say things, act, and do things later we regret. Indeed, we are constantly engaged in a spiritual battle. Lord, we can't do it on our own flesh and strength. We ask that your Holy Spirit help us, that we win in this spiritual battle, so that as your followers, we love and show patience and kindness with generosity and self-control with the gift of the Holy Spirit. We get to have a wonderful summer, virtually grow closer to you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So, taking Jesus with us, using the fruit of the Holy Spirit, I want to think with me this. As we talk about love, today's topic is love. As we talk about love, there are three kinds of different kinds of love that we can think of. First is erotic love, or love between men and women, that fleshly or that love. So, this love lasts mostly as long as the other person is attractive, looking good, in shape. So that's erotic love, or we say, you know, romantic love, based upon physical appearance and attraction. That's what erotic or romantic love. And when the world talks about love, mostly they think and operate and act and respond on that level. So once that feeling, attraction, is no longer there, once that happens to everybody, including us, I mean, men and women, that as we get more mature, our physical appearances changes, and also kind of all kinds of things happen, and then people easily give up. I don't love you anymore. I don't feel attracted to you anymore. Then they go through all kinds of things and divorce. That's because they think and act and respond in terms of a thing called eros, or erotic love. Next is sisterly or brotherly love, thing called phileo in Greek word. That is something like this. I'll do this because you're my brother. I'll do this because you're my sister. And I'll do this as long as you do not infringe upon my rights and my thing. I have seen many cases of brothers, sisters, siblings, they don't talk to each other, because when father passed away, the father left more money or the piano or that thing to my sister, not to me. I'm so mad, therefore I'm not going to talk to my brother or sister anymore. Well, what is that kind of a love, a brotherly or sisterly love? As long as you behave and act within the boundary, within the conditions that I feel right and good, and that's very conditional, more like a contract. When that is not kept, and that person doesn't want to be, I'm so mad, I'm not going to see you forever, and that's kind of, you know, brotherly or sisterly love, filial love. Mostly the world and people, we, including we, act and react and behave on those two levels. However, when the Bible talks about love, and God talks about love, and here's the thing. You listening? When God told us love one another, that kind of love is not A, B, but it is C. Then what is C? Agape love. Agape love is something like this. Romans 5:5, it says, how about we read this together? Ready? As Larry said, this is powerful. Hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There the word love, it is not erotic or irrational, it is agape love. I'm going to explain that to you soon. And then, here's again, Galatians 5:22 and 23. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Then we have other gifts. So when the Bible and God talks about love and tells us to love, well, what does that mean? It is not an erotic or filial type of love, and then what kind of love is this? The world loves people as long as you are physically attractive. As long as you are young and slender, beautiful, or handsome, or as long as you have good job and making money, you're supporting me and make my life comfortable, and then I love you, baby, or whatever, right? Brothers and sisters, they love and care in a cordial relationship, and they get along well as long as money is not involved in, inheritance is good and equal, and those terms are met, and they all, you know, I love you, and will do things for each other. But when the Bible talks about love, it is while still we were sinners. Meaning, not because we are good enough, perfect, without sin, not because we honor God absolutely, fantastically, in an amazing way, not because of that. Here's the key word, while, in spite of, though you and I, we are sinners, God still loves us. That is really hugely different from eros or filio. Bottom line is, you and I, because of our sins, we do not deserve God's love. God doesn't have to love us. In terms of what you have been doing, the way you and I, we've been living in terms of our life, the way we've been worshiping idols, unclean, lying, cheating, stealing, all that, selfish, all that, we do not deserve the love of God. No way. But, yet, still, while God still loves us. That's called steadfast or unfailing love. I wouldn't use unconditional because then we're getting into some kind of other theological issues. Remember the word steadfast, unfailing love of God that loves us, you and me, those who don't deserve God's love. Still God loving us. That is agape love. You may say, Pastor, I don't get it still. Can you explain a little bit more? Sure. Here. I'm going to share with you three passages, and through this, I want you to know clearly the Bible love and God's love we ought to put into practice. And also, this love we don't generate, we don't make this love. Well, there's some kind of disease in our body. If we can't generate certain elements, what do you call that? I can't have milk, the lactose. Somehow we have a different kind of disease. Certain things our body should produce, but we can't produce somehow because of dysfunction. And love is like that. This agape love, you and I, we don't make it. We don't produce it. Because of our sinfulness, we can't. But God has already given us, and God is asking us, because you can't make it, Your body doesn't generate this. I'm going to give this to you as gift through the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 5:5. Pour out this to you through the Holy Spirit. Believe this and begin to use this. So with that, this agape love is further explained this way. Romans 5:6 through 8 it says, while, for a while, keyword is while, we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die, but God proves His love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. This Bible doesn't say because you are so perfect, you are so good, you didn't break any law from the scripture, you are so godly, you are so honorable, you pleased me, you glorified me without any blame, any fault at all. You are so wonderful and perfect. That's why I love you, I give my son for you. Is that what the Bible is saying? It says, notice, while we were still weak, that means we are sinners. It says, God died for the not perfect, ungodly sinners. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves God's love for us. What? In that, again, the key word there is while. Next is, in our way, still, what? We're sinners. Christ died for us. So this is God's love. This is Bible love. This is the love that we have. Not that we make it, but because God has given to us through the Holy Spirit, we have this. This is who we are, who we are. This is what we ought to put into practice at home, in the car, as we go on vacation, when we are so mad and upset. This is what we are called to remember and put into practice. What is that? While we are still yet sinners, ungodly, God gave His Son for us to save us. Meaning, those people who don't deserve our love, forgiveness, and tolerance, we still love them with God's love. That's that. And next is in Hosea. Hosea is in the Old Testament. Hosea 3:1-3:2 says this. The Lord said to me, Hosea, go, love a woman who has a lover and is an adulteress, just as the Lord loves the people of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, an honor, an homer of barley, and a measure of wine. This is what was going on. People of Israel, they forgot that God redeemed them from their slavery and bondage in Egypt and led them into the promised land. As soon as their life got comfortable in the promised land, they got to live in wonderful houses that they didn't build. The scripture says they were enjoying wonderful wines and vineyard and olives that they didn't plant. People who were living there, they were so sinful, so God replaced them with the Israelites. So now they are enjoying this good life, nice house, and good vineyard, and wonderful oil. And then, guess what? When their life got comfortable, they soon forget God and begin to worship idols. That's what's happening. So God wanted to do show and tell. So God said, Hosea, you're my prophet. I want you to go and find children, close your ears, and go and find a prostitute and marry her and have children with her. God, are you sure? Is that you speaking to me? But that's what God told Hosea. Hosea obeyed God, found this woman named Gomer, and she was a prostitute. Married her, cherished her. She bore 3 children. Then she went back to her old habit, left home, and was sleeping with many men. Read, it's in the Bible. And this is where the Word of God comes. Hosea, I know you're very mad. Your feelings are hurt. Your honor lost, all that. Why don't you go and find your wife? pay her money and buy her back, bring her back. Wow. Isn't that something? And of course, Hosea did, and he paid, what, 15 shekels of silver. In this, I shared with you, this is show and tell. Hosea represents God. Gomer represents Israel and you and me. Hosea represents God. Gomer represents people of Israel and I and you, us. Hear the word of the Lord of people of Israel, for the Lord has an indictment against the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or loyalty to God, no knowledge of God in the land. Swearing, lying, murder, stealing, and adultery break out, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. That's you and me. In spite of that filthy, dirty, sinful, bad, God still loves us. God is saying, turn to me. So that's agape love. What is that? We don't deserve. We are sinners, bad and wicked, terrible. But God still loves us, cares for us. That unfailing, steadfast love, that is Bible love and God's love, the love that we have received from God. One more. In John 4, 9 through 12, it says, God's love was revealed. We are talking about what? God's love, this is not eros, this is not filial. If you read Greek New Testament, there again, agape. God's agape love was revealed among us in this way. How do we know God's love? God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him in this love, again, agape love. Not that we loved God, but that He, God, loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God that lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. Is this scripture telling us God gave His Son for you and me because we are so good? Is this scripture says, that the scripture says, because God sent His Son and redeemed us and adopted us as children of God and given us eternal life and Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, wonderful those are love of God and gift of God because you are so perfect. Does this scripture say God sent His Son to save us, redeem us, actually His life as an atoning sacrifice or bailed us out from the death sentence because everything what we thought and did and acted in the church at home during vacation and to our spouse and wife and children to the parents and parents of the children and at work you're so perfect without blame, everything was wonderful, just praiseworthy, brought the honor to God. That's why God sent His Son to for you and me. Point is because we deserve, worthy, good enough? No. I think now we are very clear. God's love and Bible love, God's love that God has poured upon us is not as long as I feel good, you're attractive, handsome, making good money, doing things that I ask you to do. No, no, no. God's love is while still we were yet sinners, don't deserve, not worthy of receiving God's love. In spite of that our human sinful condition, God still loves us. That unfailing and steadfast love, that is agape love. That's what we have. Romans 5:5 says, we have hope. Prior to that, it talks about sufferings, trials of life. In the midst of many of those things, we still have hope. Because of what? Those sufferings will teach us endurance and character, hope, because it says God's love has been poured upon us through the Holy Spirit that He has given us. God's love has been poured upon us through the Holy Spirit has been given to us. Meaning, this God's love already has been given to us. We have. The problem is we don't know it, but we have. Because We don't make it. We can't make it. We can't produce this God's love, God kind of love. God says, you know, I'm going to give it to you. If you repent of your sin, accept my Son, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit along with that, I'm going to give you this amazing steadfast love that will last forever with you. I have given you this love. That's who we are. I think it's clear, right? Therefore, in the car, when you're so upset, imagine that the young couple fighting, do not know what was that about, what was all that was about. I don't know. Could be about money. Could be about you didn't make the dinner the way I asked you. What? You didn't pick up my dress from the cleaners? Don't know. Money, control. But I think we fight, we argue, we hurt. Children is not here, so I'm skipping. And I'm very proud of you as your pastor. We had a very sensitive and difficult meeting on Wednesday to finalize the sale of our property. It's good that we have different opinions and ideas. You know what? We discussed and debated, but after the meeting, still we were our brothers and sisters. And I thank you for that. Because so many churches, you know what, people, they claim they are Christians, they have love of God. But if certain decision goes the other way that I like, my opinion, they fight, yell, scream, go to another church. That happens a lot. Yes, it does. But we are not like that because we have the love of God. And one Sunday after service, I think we are studying Ephesians about how to strengthen family. One elderly lady, she came and talked to me, Pastor, between my husband and I, if you ask me, have you ever thought about divorce? And she said, no, never. Divorce, never. But murder, many times. That's what she said. Divorce, no, but murder, many times. During the summer, some situation, some conversation, some issue in the car, at the beach, at home. Things like that may happen. Spiritual battle, get ready. What do you have? Rubber band. We invested this. And this was very expensive, so don't lose it. Once you pull out your rubber band, all you have, though this is so precious and expensive, let us give them for free. In the rubber band, we have footprints, and with that it says, walk with the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Then you find letters. And in that, you'll find 9 letters. L, love, J, joy, P, peace, P, patience, K, kindness, G, generosity, F, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So this is what I'm asking as your pastor. I believe the Holy Spirit is asking this. In the car, at a soccer game, after meeting, any situation at the beach, at home, any situation that drives you really mad and upset in this moment, what do? You just gently hold your breath like this and go over this letter and say this with me, Abba Father. Thank you for being with me. I need love now. Your agape love, not eros or filial love, because that won't work. That doesn't work. Agape love will work. In spite, while, yet still. Beyond that, still loving, God already has given us that love. We need to remember and say, Lord, help me. Remember and use that love to my spouse, to my children, children to your parents, and to our loved ones. And also, at soccer game, if your friend asks, Don, what is that? That'll give you an opportunity to explain and also invite people to Christ and to this church. Okay, so take as many as you want. We can order more. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks while we still were sinners. Though we were terrible sinners. In spite of the fact that we were unclean, been worshiping idols, lying, cheating, committing adultery, hating, jealousy, anger, bitterness. In spite of our unworthiness, you still sent your Son, Jesus Christ. Just through faith as we believed in Him, you redeemed us and forgiven all our sins and adopted as your children and has given us this amazing love for us, for us. You poured upon us this amazing love through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you thanks for this amazing gift. Help us that we believe and begin to use this amazing, your gift of love to our loved ones. In that way, this summer be a great summer, and this summer be a wonderful summer that I grow closer to you. We ask this in Christ's holy name. Amen.